This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Sioux Falls law enforcement is investigating after a safety threat at Roosevelt High School this morning. The threat came through emails to multiple businesses and a tip to local police through Crime Stoppers, but officials say the threat appears to be a hoax. Sioux Falls Public Information Officer Sam Clemens says the emails alluded to a shooting at the high school. He says extra officers were placed in the area.
Once we received the information about the threat, we notified the school district as well so they're aware of it. And we've got detectives that are kind of digging into this and trying to figure out really what's behind it.
Although the threat does not appear credible, Officer Clemens says the department takes any threat against a school seriously and an investigation is ongoing. South Dakota Governor Dennis Stuggart has submitted bills for the special legislative session set for September 12th. Stuggart says his bills will help the state take advantage of online sales taxes. In a case led by South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley, the United States Supreme Court ruled states may collect sales taxes from online purchases that come from out-of-state firms. One of the governor's measures allows South Dakota to start collecting taxes from many out-of-state internet retailers in a couple months. A second bill requires online marketplaces to collect sales taxes for sellers if those sites handle payments. And a fourth suspect is now charged in the theft of two dozen weapons from a Rapid City sporting goods store. 31-year-old Hank Dubray of Rapid City faces a felony count of receiving stolen property. Police say Dubray was arrested after a traffic stop August 23rd. Officers say they found guns in Dubray's vehicle. Some of them allegedly had altered serial numbers. The burglary took place August 22nd at the Rooster store, and police say they have recovered most of the stolen guns. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy today, mostly clear out west, highs from the upper 70s to the lower 90s. It is 6.5 minutes past the hour for SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman.